This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to another ride along with Ammar and Bilal. We are here trying to make Ammar's flight, which is less than
30 minutes away.
Less than 30 minutes away. We're about to turn, so hang on to your cell phones. I need to get myself a
stabilizer.
Not a stabilizer, one of those suction cup tripod thingies for the car. They're like $4 on Amazon, too. Anyway, all right. So today's topic, we actually had recorded it right after the previous one, but then we ran out of battery.
It seems every single time that the Draw Muhammad issue comes up, people get baited, unfortunately. You know, and it's just the easiest way for people to just insult the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then boom, the Muslim world. Props to Dallas, they didn't take the bait. The community there didn't attend or protest or anything like that. You know, I was reflecting on when they did the, you know, even with the Charlie Hebdo attacks or the drawings. It's a prophetic. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, he was insulted and he was ridiculed. Obviously, everybody knows that. He was, you know, but in a particular instance, he was, you know, they were calling him Mudhammam. Okay, Muhammad means the one who's worthy of praise. Mudhammam means the one who's worthy of blame. And so they inverted the meaning of his name.
One thought that's always come to my mind is that the arguments that people use today and the, you know, whether you want to call it slander or disrespect or just, or whatever, is it something that's ever new?
I mean, I don't think anything is new. I don't think anything is new, but just what's new is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam isn't alive. And so he has the option to forgive whoever he wishes, right? But after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's death, slander, you know, you can't really forgive on people's behalf.
True.
You see what I'm saying? It's offensive. People, obviously Muslims, are deeply offended every time the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is insulted. But just something beautiful that was from his life is that during one of those instances where he was being called Mudammam in Mecca, he says to Abu Bakr, he says to him, isn't it amazing how Allah Azza wa Jal has channeled the insults of Quraysh away from me, right? The one who they're making fun of, his name is Mudammam, and my name is Muhammad.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like, it's literally just like, you know, water off of his back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, they're insulting Mudammam, and that's not even who I am. And so I was reminded of that when I was seeing some of these images, some of these drawings that they drew of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the ones that they're drawing isn't him. It's not him. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just look up his description, you know, and try to... But he, like, Allah Azza wa Jal channeled their insults even away from the image of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the ones that they draw are more reflective of their own, like, you know, their racism, their own internal, like, it's not even a description of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, it's like bushy eyebrows, ugly, little beard, you know, lightning in his eyes.
I mean, the question that also comes up, though, is like, all right, granted, they totally got his description wrong. What would be the appropriate response to somebody just straight up hating on you?
Well, you got into a stupid Twitter beef last night with some woman for no reason.
I was just joining in on the ring with Zuhair.
Yeah, for no reason. Some lady in India who's obviously hate-filled, and you decide to... Appropriate response, I think, is to ignore.
Funny thing is, she blocked me.
Yeah. Because she realized that you have more time than she does.
That's what happens when you're rendering video. I was doing research for consumer behavior class when I was in college. And you know how in university, the online databases, they have a whole bunch of different white papers and things like that. So apparently somebody, and this was actually published on a JustStore or JUS or JOS. You know what I'm talking about? There's an online database of academic, I don't know what it is. They pay good money to get access to it. But anyway, I was doing my research, and I came across this paper where somebody was talking about how do you respond, or what would be the appropriate response to, back when the U.S. Supreme Court put together a freeze of different influencers in history that they, I guess, admired and contributed to society, right? So they have like different, you know, people. Like, I mean, I guess Heracles is one of them. I might be completely wrong. But among them, they have a frieze representing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason they did it was in honor of him being the greatest legislator that mankind has seen. We don't advocate nor do we approve of imagery being created of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or any prophet for that matter. So, but the question was, how do you respond to him? And it was interesting. It was the Azhari Sheikh that had responded, and it was documented in that research. And he's basically saying that, listen, I mean, these guys, their intent is not to insult. In fact, it is to honor, right? So that's one thing. And the second thing is, it's like, I mean, they did it. They commissioned it. We really have no say in it. It was interesting, though. He followed that up with actually giving the real description of the Prophet Muhammad, and it just went on.
But I think also you can be creative. Like, for example, here in Houston, Hakeem Olajuwon, huge basketball star, took Houston to two finals.
Part of the
I don't know if
Houston's
going to go to the finals anymore after that, but he won two finals for them, two championships, and so he's a huge figure here. And they had wanted to create a statue of him outside of the...
Outside of the stadium. Kind of like what they did for Michael Jordan in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly. And so, because he's Muslim, he was able to avoid that. And so, when you go there, you're able to... There's a statue of his jersey.
Oh, nice.
Outside of the United Center. Not the United Center.
The Dawa Center?
Not the Dawa Center, the stadium.
Oh, the stadium itself. Okay.
And so, he is... so, that's like a creative way for you to avoid these types of things. So, I think creativity...
Well, you got to hand it to those guys who responded with Draw Muhammad Day with their own draw, somebody they know as Muhammad. I mean, I thought that was kind of clever. But, I mean, that's more or less, I mean, appropriately it was a response, but it wasn't something that's proactive. I guess the question that comes up then is, how do you...
I'm just saying that brings up the other issue, which is, you know, from a rock to a hard place. Because you're drawing somebody else, and then it comes to the discussion.
Oh, then you have the whole other fiqh issue of like,
there you go.
Who are you? What are you drawing? Haram, yani.
I'm just saying. It's a discussion.
The question though that comes up is like, what are some creative ways that you can engage with people at the same time, let people know about, and inform and educate people about who the Prophet Muhammad is?
Yeah,
that's a good question. What do you guys think? Love to hear your thoughts. We're almost at the airport. Let's see if Amar makes his flight. Peace.